This podcast is part of a series commissioned by the International Society for Frontotemporal Dementias as a part of the 11th Conference for Frontotemporal Dementias held during November 2018 in Sydney, Australia. In this edition, we speak to Dr. Marcel Messualam, the Director for the Northwestern University, CNADC. Dr. Messualam spoke on selective loss of cortical cholinergic innervation in primary progressive aphasia caused by Alzheimer's disease, but not FTLD tau or FTLD TDP. Justification for multi-centered trials of cholinaterase inhibitors in PPA patients with AD biomarkers.
So my name is Marcel Messualam. I am a neurologist, and I'm the director of the Alzheimer's Disease and Cognitive Neurology Center at Northwestern University in Chicago. So what I'm going to be talking at this meeting is about primary progressive aphasia and a potential new treatment modality. Basically, there are two major conditions that cause dementia. One of them is Alzheimer's disease. The other is frontotemporal degeneration, which is the topic of this conference. There are no medications that are indicated for FTD, but there are medications indicated for Alzheimer's disease, and these work by circumventing the loss of a transmitter known as acetylcholine in the brain. Most of Alzheimer's disease causes a gradual memory loss, so physicians usually will reserve these cholinergic treatments to patients with memory loss. So we now know that there are different kinds of Alzheimer's disease, and some of these atypical types of Alzheimer's disease give rise to a progressive loss of word finding and word comprehension rather than memory loss. This is a condition called primary progressive aphasia, or PPA. Now, the situation in PPA is a bit complex because about 60% of PPA is caused by FTD, 40% is caused by Alzheimer's disease. So the question that we addressed is, since we know the type of Alzheimer's disease causing PPA is atypical, does it also have the same kind of cholinergic loss that would justify the use of these cholinergic medications? So we looked at 36 cases that had come to autopsy with PPA in life, and we found out that in cases of PPA with FTD pathology, that the cholinergic system was normal, and that in cases of PPA with Alzheimer pathology, there was a profound loss of cholinergic pathways. So this then justifies the use of these cholinergic medications in the type of PPA that is caused by Alzheimer pathology. So the practice then would be, when a patient comes in with PPA, to do the appropriate biomarker studies to ascertain whether the patient has Alzheimer pathology or not, and if they have the Alzheimer pathology, to then prescribe these cholinergic drugs. But before we can make this as a general recommendation, we need to run some controlled clinical trials to see if the word-finding impairments will respond to these medications. And if they do, then this will become general practice. And thinking about the further time in future, we might be able to combine these cholinergic drugs in patients with PPA with speech therapy, with direct current stimulation of language areas in the brain, and so on. So the importance of this study is that it has implications for treatment in an area where there are really very, very few proven treatments at work.
And so do we have any reason to, do we have any understanding at all of why speech is targeted by this condition?
So depending on where degenerative disease hit, whether it's the hippocampus, the left hemisphere, the back of the brain, the resulting clinical pictures are very different. So PPA happens when a disease, either Alzheimer's disease or FTD, hits the left side of the brain, which is dominant for language. Now, exactly why a disease would suddenly know to turn left and just hit the left side of the brain, that's a big mystery. But that mystery is also there for all kinds of degenerative diseases. We have a clue that we are following. We found out that patients with PPA and their first-degree relatives have a higher incidence of learning disabilities, including dyslexia. So the hypothesis that we have is that there is a genetic or developmental vulnerability of the left hemisphere language neural circuits, and that in some individuals in those families, there is a problem with developing language. We call that dyslexia. In others, there is no problem with the development of language, but the language network becomes vulnerable to degenerative diseases that occur late in life, and we call that PPA.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Marcel Mesulam, director at the Northwestern University CNADC. Dr. Mesulam spoke on selective loss of cortical cholinergic innervation in primary progressive aphasia caused by Alzheimer's disease but not FTLD tau or FTLD TDP, justification for multicenter trials of cholinaturase inhibitors in PPA patients with AD biomarkers at the 11th Conference for Frontotemporal Dementias, held during November 2018 in Sydney, Australia. This podcast is one of a series commissioned by the conference organisers to augment the conference content. The International Society for Frontotemporal Dementias is a non-profit scientific society with a focus on understanding all aspects of frontotemporal dementias. Members include leaders in FTD research around the world, and the society is associated with a large international biannual meeting presenting the latest findings. We welcome new members and offer several levels of membership associated with where you are in your career. Membership includes updates on the latest discoveries in the FTD field, discounted registration at the biannual meeting, and a special journal issue focused on FTD. The science in the field of neurodegenerative disease and frontotemporal dementia in particular is racing ahead, and potential treatments are being developed and tested. We welcome your participation in ISFTD to keep advancing this vibrant field. We look forward to serving you as a new member and helping to push forward the science in this important area. To learn more about ISFTD membership, please visit www.isftd.org.